Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman or call 888-592-9909. That's 888-592-9909. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We've got a couple of hours that enable us to field your questions. Plus, I'm going to share some of the most important health stories of the week. We break it down and provide you with perspective on some of the stories which merely parrot press releases from government agencies and medical journals where journalists often don't do the proper due diligence to find out the true import of some of the studies that are shared. That's something that we do here on Intelligent Medicine. We take sometimes a critical view of things that are offered on the medical scene. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's start with one of your phone calls.
13 years ago, I had a bout of fibromyalgia. It has come back with a vengeance. I become so in pain that I'm almost paralyzed in my bed. Can't get out. When I do, I walk around like a Frankenstein monster, and I grimace at every movement. About 5 or 6 days ago, I happened to remember a medication that someone had given me. This is something called inomethacin. And I was in such desperation, I took one, and I noticed that about 90 minutes later, I was able to move my legs a little bit more without screaming and grimacing. So, out of desperation again, I've been taking for the last 3 or 4 days now, one capsule per day. And because I am 81 years old, I have been extremely active all my life, and now I feel like a prisoner within my own body. I would appreciate any assistance that you give me and your thoughts on this medication.
Okay. So, you know, interesting question. This is a person who suffers from body aches. But not all body aches are fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia is usually a diagnosis of exclusion. When polymyalgia rheumatica, which is a rheumatological condition, is ruled out. And when arthritis is ruled out, you end up with, well, you know, I have an achy body and, okay, so it's fibromyalgia. It's basically a wastebasket diagnosis. So I suggest that, you know, for the pain that you're experiencing, that you get an evaluation, preferably, you know, from, yeah, maybe from your GP or your internist, but even more specifically from a rheumatologist, okay, because they can maybe identify a cause of the problem because of different treatments for different types of pain. Now, Indomethacin is often used for gout, and it's pretty helpful for gout, but it's unlikely that you are suffering from gout because gout is usually a localized problem in one joint, usually the big toe, but it could be anywhere in the body, any joint in the body. But it's usually not, you know, a body-wide pain syndrome. And, you know, one way to rule out gout is just check your uric acid. If your uric acid is sky high, yeah, maybe you have gout. But if your uric acid is low, it's highly unlikely that you have gout. Indomethacin doesn't lower your uric acid. It's just an anti-inflammatory drug. It's a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug like, you know, Motrin, Advil, Aleve. But it's very powerful. Also on the spectrum of which NSAIDs are more likely to cause stomach bleeding, it's the worst. It's absolutely the worst. So for, you know, an 80-plus-year-old female to take indomethacin on a daily basis, day in and day out, I think it's a high-risk proposition. And so, you know, maybe you need more specific targeted therapy. You know, I would mention that we recently did a podcast with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. He's got a new book on long COVID, which has as a feature for some people fibromyalgia, achy body. But he's an expert on fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. And he has a wonderful book called From Fatigue to Fantastic, which he wrote years ago. I've interviewed him many times. And his protocol for fibromyalgia has actually been validated by, it's one of the few protocols, natural protocols, that's been validated as actually providing relief to patients with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. And it's the SHINE protocol. So it involves, you know, many components, you know, optimizing sleep and reducing inflammation and, you know, making sure that some kind of infection isn't triggering the problem and addressing the microbiome and helping the mitochondria and, you know, on and on. It's you know, many different pieces to achieve relief. But it sounds like, you know, you're doing a little science fair project on yourself that might end badly if you don't get a little bit of guidance, because that particular medication, high risk for GI bleeding, and oh, besides the point, is that it's only providing you with partial relief. Yeah, I mean, there's a little inflammation going on, and it's a little pain reliever, but it's not that effective for the treatment of what you're describing. 877-726-8255, our number. Folks, did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? I've become really attuned to the need for collagen lately. It's one of the things that's been on my radar screen for a long time. And now, with the advent of a new product that we're talking about here on Intelligent Medicine, I finally found what I believe is the solution. Collagen is the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. It also keeps your skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging, preventing wrinkles. And it supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I now use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Brightcore Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. I think it, personally think it's the best formulation that I've come across. Studies show that collagen also has the potential to relieve joint inflammation and pain. So if you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some of the effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information or to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman, or call 888-592-9909. That's 888-592-9909. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, there's a BOGO offer. Buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive multi-collagen protein. I just threw some of that into my shake this morning, and I'm really on the collagen train. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, so there's a lot about MAHA these days, Make America Healthy Again. And, you know, originally this has been propounded by a Democrat, RFK Jr., who has defected to the Republican side. And so, you know, is MAHA a Republican issue now? Well, think again, because Make America Healthy Again cuts across party lines. And evidence of that is a new Senate bill that is being proposed to require warning labels on sugar-sweetened foods and beverages containing non-sugar sweeteners, ultra-processed foods, and foods high in nutrients of concern, such as added sugar, saturated fat, or sodium, and to restrict junk food advertising to children in the Senate of the United States. And who are the sponsors? They are liberal Democrats. Senator Bernie Sanders, Senator Cory Booker, and Senator Welch, who is the co-senator from Vermont, along with Bernie Sanders, have introduced this bill, which requires warning labels on, you know, all these bad foods. And, you know, my opinion, it doesn't have a ghost of a chance of being passed. You know, maybe, you know, if Trump gets elected, maybe if RFK gets put in charge of some initiative to make America healthy again, if indeed the powers that be, the food manufacturers and big agriculture don't conspire to deep six this, lobbyists giving money to congresspeople to obstruct bills like this, I'm not confident that it's going to pass. But the good news is that people are talking about this stuff, and we need to push for these types of changes to our food supply, because we're headed off a very, very steep precipice if we continue with the current way that we're feeding ourselves with sugar-sweetened foods and beverages containing artificial sweeteners, ultra-processed foods, and foods high in sugar, saturated fat, and sodium, and junk food, which our kids consume at unprecedented levels, we're going to have some serious problems. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
It takes guts to get through this political season. To keep your gut and digestive tract in top form, cast your vote today for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the clear choice of health professionals worldwide. A superior probiotic formula, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are uniquely fermented to include prebiotics, the culture medium that provides food to the probiotics, as well as postbiotics, the organic nutrients that result from the fermentation process. Most other probiotics available today do not contain pre- or postbiotics and enter your body empty-handed. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics travel with their full pre- and postbiotic systems, providing the diversity of flora that creates and nourishes the environment in your gut for better and longer-term results. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are ready to go to work for you immediately. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line in my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements supporting your cardiovascular health, Clinical Cardio 6, Ubiquinol, and K2, MK7, and D3. This collection offers a powerful combination of targeted nutrients and botanicals that are known to promote optimal cardiovascular health by supporting healthy blood pressure, arterial flexibility, cellular energy production, neutralization of free radicals, protection against oxidative stress, and promotion of healthy vascular structures. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255, our number. And if you call that number during the week, you can record a question, call during the program, and we'll take your call. Let's hear one of those.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm interested in starting Estrovera to help manage menopause symptoms. However, I see that it is plant-derived from rhubarb. I have a history of kidney stones. Do I have concerns in taking Estrovera? Thank you.
Okay, what a great question. Boy, our audience is so astute because, you know, ordinarily the answer would be, you know, what do kidney stones have to do with taking something that is good for menopause? Estrovera is something that is derived from the Siberian rhubarb plant. You know, not the ordinary rhubarb plant that you put into rhubarb pie in the U.S. It's a distant cousin that's found in Siberia. And it tends to be high in certain isoflavones, kind of like soy, but without a strong estrogenic effect. So, you know, the concern is you take something that's estrogenic and maybe you've had a history of breast cancer, maybe you'll stimulate the breast cancer. I personally believe that these things act more like blockers of the estrogen receptors on cancer, but they can stimulate estrogen receptors that help with hot flashes. So I've used the product extensively. It's about, you know, since hot flashes are a complicated problem, it's not a home run for every woman who takes Estrovera. By the way, the maker of that is Metagenics. And, you know, you say, well, she talks about all these products on this program. Where the heck am I going to find these things? Go to Fullscript, which is my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. And Fullscript has all these kind of esoteric products. You can shop hundreds of curated supplements in my Fullscript dispensary. So when you use this product, you're likely to get some relief, and some women find it a slam dunk in terms of their hot flash symptoms. And so the question is, hey, rhubarb is one of the foods that's highest in oxalates, okay? And if you have kidney stones, most kidney stones, 85% of them are calcium oxalate stones, so you're supposed to be on a low oxalate diet, right? And so maybe it doesn't make sense to take a supplement that is derived from rhubarb because it's going to deliver a lot of oxalates to your kidneys and you'll get stones. Well, in my opinion, that's not much of a problem because if you eat like rhubarb pie, you're going to get not just hundreds, but thousands of milligrams of rhubarb. That's a lot of rhubarb, right? Even in a narrow slice of rhubarb pie. Plus, you'll get a lot of sugar, by the way, because you got to counteract the bitterness of rhubarb, but it tastes good. So the pill is, I think it's like 500 milligrams. So you're going to get some oxalates, but the active ingredients are so potent in there that you don't have to have like a rhubarb pie full of Estrovera to alleviate symptoms. You could take one or two pills, you know, at most three pills a day. That's not going to deliver a lot of oxalates to your system. If you have this type of kidney stone, you're concerned about it, you can take additional magnesium, particularly magnesium citrate. Both magnesium and citrate, or citric acid, have anti-oxalate stone properties. And so you can counteract that. Another trick is to take some additional vitamin B6, because vitamin B6 or pyridoxine, has some preventive effects on kidney stones. Hydrate adequately. Don't, you know, drink a lot of alcoholic beverages, because alcoholic beverages can actually promote stones. There you have it. I think it's okay to take. So, hey, by the way, do it. Take it for, you know, 6 weeks, 3 months, and see if you get a benefit. And I would like you to call back and share with us if this works for you, because there are other solutions for hot flashes that, you know, you may need to wage war by upping the ante against hot flashes in other ways. It might work. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Lots more coming up for you on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours. With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. I know y'all like special free offers, so here's one from the generous folks at Kyolic Age Garlic Extract. They want Intelligent Medicine listeners to be able to access free samples and coupons. So as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, they're offering you coupons and free samples by going to kyolic.com/radio. And then click on Dr. Ronald Hoffman. There's no purchase necessary. That's kyolic.com/radio for coupons and free samples from Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, a product that I thoroughly recommend and take and prescribe. It has innumerable benefits. All right, this item, this is a curious item. There has long been, because of the enormous demand for these new weight loss drugs, they just can't keep up with it. They can't keep up with it, and more people want these drugs. And so for a long time, there has been a shortage of Mounjaro and Zepbound. These are basically, by chemical composition, very similar. Mounjaro for diabetes, Zepbound for weight loss. And so the good news is that Eli Lilly, the makers of Mounjaro and Zepbound, has announced that neither of these drugs are continuing in shortage after nearly 2 years of backlogs. Okay? That's the good news. But for some people, it's not good news. I'll tell you why. It's kind of a paradoxical situation. There is a little bit of a weird kind of workaround. When drugs are in shortage, there's an authorization for what are called compounding pharmacies to make up for the shortage so that the public will be not won't be denied access to the drugs. So compounding pharmacies have been making cheaper versions of Mounjaro and Zepbound and offering them as an alternative to the expensive prescription drugs, which can cost, you know, $1,000 or $1,200 a month. The compounding pharmacies, by volume, can undercut Eli Lilly. And Eli Lilly's not happy about it. And so they've closed the gap. They have now announced that there are no longer any shortages, which technically should shut down the compounding pharmacies, yielding a virtual monopoly to Eli Lilly to charge four-digit figures for monthly dosages of their weight loss and diabetes drugs. Okay? So it's kind of a funny situation, right? Shortage, good, in effect, for consumers because they're telehealth companies like Hims and Hers. It used to be Hims, but then it became Hims and Hers because first they were selling like medication for male baldness and Viagra and things like that. Now it's become Hims and Hers because now they sell the weight loss drugs that are compounded. Also, Noom, they've utilized this loophole to fill online orders of compounded Mounjaro as well as semaglutide, which is the active ingredient in Ozempic and Wegovy. So you can go online, you can get these drugs. You don't have to see a doctor. They, you know, have some kind of medical, you know, oversight where, I don't know, a nurse practitioner or something jumps on with you and makes sure that it's okay for you to take it. But it's basically a pass-through. Hims is selling semaglutide, which is Ozempic, starting at $200 per month compared to the nearly $1,000 monthly for Ozempic. And when you think about it, these drugs are very cheap to produce. A month's supply of semaglutide can be profitably produced for less than $5. So you're actually not paying for the ingredients. You're paying for the R&D, the research and development costs, and the exclusivity that these companies enjoy. They're gaining windfall profits. So, yeah. This is kind of a funny situation because these company pharmacies are actually fighting back, and they're saying they launched an intense campaign in protest. One trade group has already filed a lawsuit to try to reverse the decision because when there's no shortage, there's no business model for these compounding pharmacies offering a workaround. It's kind of interesting. All right. You've heard me say for years that NT Factor is the breakthrough supplement that's proven to repair and renew your body's cells. And that includes your immune cells, such as your T cells and white blood cells. NT Factor has been shown to contribute to a more robust and effective immune response. And why not? Your cellular energetics, your mitochondria, are actually supporting your immunity. So now that we're in cold and flu season, NT Factor is combining with the powerful antioxidants, vitamin C, as well as vitamin D to provide you with an immune booster bundle. Vitamin C and D help stimulate the production of white blood cells and activate immune cells, which play a key role in defending against pathogens. And together with NT Factor, they help modulate immune function, reduce inflammation, and promote overall immune health. For a limited time, buy a bottle of NT Factor with D3K2, and here comes the BOGO. And get a bottle of C100 with NT Factor absolutely free. And that's a savings of over $26. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Save over $26 on the powerful cocktail of vitamin C and D with NT Factor at ntfactor.com. Okay. This item has to do with the benefits of chocolate. You know, I could have saved this item for Valentine's Day, but that's a long way off, so I'm going to share it with you now. We know that chocolate makes you feel good, right? When, you know, it tastes great. It contains certain phytochemicals, which are said to light up the brain. It's got sugar in it. And it's got a little caffeine in it, too. So, okay, I mean, all these things add to its mood benefits. But there's a new one. Consumption of 85% cocoa dark chocolate improves mood in association with gut microbial changes in healthy adults. So I thought it was the, you know, all that those nice phytochemicals going to your brain that were responsible for the mood effects. But no, according to this study, they say dark chocolate has long been recognized for its mood-altering properties. So the investigators wanted to evaluate the effects of dark chocolate intake on mood with special emphasis on the gut-brain axis. So they gave two different dark chocolates. One was 85% and another 70%. So, by the way, folks, you know, if you're taking milk chocolate, you're not going to get this benefit. If you're eating like Reese's Pieces or, you know, whatever, that's not going to do it. You got to have dark chocolate. And for some people, that's an acquired taste. And really, chocolate at that concentration is relatively bitter for some people. So they evaluated mood states and they looked at the microbiome. And here's what they found. Gut microbial diversity was different in consumers of chocolate. And that correlated with beneficial mood. So we found that the observed changes in what's called negative affect scores, like positive affect, happy, negative affect, sad, So your negative affect score means, you know, how bummed out you are. There was a correlation with the diversity and relative abundance of a certain species of bacteria within the intestinal tract, whose growth is fostered by dark chocolate. They said dark chocolate is a prebiotic. It's a food for the good bacteria, which have an impact on mood via the gut-brain axis. So you're getting, you know, we knew, look, it's a no-brainer. Chocolate makes you feel good. It's only now that we're discovering by which biological and molecular pathways. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines 5 types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy 2 bottles of Revive and get 1 free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Anytime you have a pressing medical question, a little bit of a quandary, and maybe you want to ask about a natural product, something we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine, you can call 877-726-8255, and we'll run it down for you as we will with this individual. Let's hear it.
My blood work came back indicating I have a low red blood cell count, low white blood cell count, and a low platelet count. What would you advise me to do to raise these levels? Thank you very much.
Okay, so yeah, this is a really common condition as people age. And you know, one way of summarizing this is to say that the factory for all the different constituents of blood, which are mainly red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets, that the factory in the bone marrow gets tired and it gets old, and it ceases to efficiently produce not just one constituent, which would be, you know, red blood cells, you'd have anemia, but you've got plenty of white blood cells, or you have a reduction in your platelets, which is thrombocytopenia, but everything else is normal. But everything all across the board is reduced, and that is called pancytopenia. And there are a variety of causes for this. It could be that it's not the bone marrow, that there's some autoimmune disease that's wiping out these, you know, things. It could be some form of toxicity due to medications. You know, it depends. We need to take a medication history and see, you know, if there's a possible harm from medications you're taking. And I've seen that. I've actually seen that. But the main cause is probably something called myelofibrosis, which is kind of a deterioration of the bone marrow. And so you might say, well, what's the miracle grow for bone marrow? You know, taking like lots of vitamins, is that going to make the bone marrow pump out more things? And sometimes that is the case. You know, you may have a nutritional deficiency. It's not a bad idea to cover your bases and make sure you have adequate levels of all the requisite nutrients. You know, adequate protein for synthesis of, and, you know, adequate iron, which is more about the red blood cells than the white blood cells and the platelets. And the B vitamins, which also pertain to synthesis of blood products. But it is sometimes, you know, the problem is not with the raw materials, the problem was with the factory. And so if I said, you know, I can't get my new car, what's wrong? Send more glass, some more steel, more aluminum, more plastic to the factory. Well, the problem is that the workers at the factory are on strike. And so all those raw materials are just going to pile up and they won't go into my new car, won't speed up the arrival date. So there are now treatments. First of all, you have to get a diagnosis. So you need to go to a hematologist. Presumably you did. If you didn't, you should, because hematologists specialize in dealing with these blood disorders. And what is interesting is that there are some real new potent innovations for myelofibrosis, if this is what you have. There are actually some new monoclonal antibody drugs, I think there are now three, that are used to amp up production of both red, white blood cells and platelets. And, you know, it's one of these new things. Actually, one of the innovators in this field is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, is like my namesake. He's a big myelofibrosis guy at Mount Sinai here in New York. And he used to get, you know, sometimes his mail by mistake, or even a couple of times people showed up by mistake at my office, you know, who were supposed to have appointments with him. He is an innovator in this field. And so there are actually some new breakthrough treatments to boost it. And so another thing that, you know, especially is a potential for men, is you can take some androgens. If you take some testosterone, I mean, it's limited in its effects on platelets and white blood cells, but it will increase your red blood cell count. And if you are low T, you know, one of the things you might consider is, and it might improve your strength, your motivation, your ability to fend off sarcopenia, as well as amp up your production of red blood cells, if that's appropriate for you. But it's kind of a workaround, and it's not really a definitive fix for all the blood constituents which you're lacking. So there you have it. All right. This item is kind of interesting because it's kind of the law of unintended consequences. You know, we want to increase awareness about our bodies in as many ways as possible. And so we have trackers. We, you know, first tracker that we had was, you know, the step tracker. Right? And it's incorporated into everybody's Apple Watch these days. We can see how many steps we took. I take long walks and I go, oh, I'd like to see how many steps I took. Oh, wow. 12,000 steps. Awesome. Great. I hit my quotient for the day. But there are all kinds of apps now that measure your VO2 max, your heart rate variability. You've got sleep apps like the Oura Ring and others that talk about the efficiency of your sleep. And another one whose time has come, and I think this is a really great innovation, is the continuous glucose monitor. It's a little like a disc that you put on your arm, and it will give you continuous readout of your blood sugar. This is great for diabetics, but also for ordinary people. You can see what, you know, the effect of lack of sleep or the effect of, you know, eating, you know, putting on the feed bag, or, you know, is exercise mitigating their blood sugar spikes. It's a great device for self awareness about the impacts of various things you do on your blood sugar. But an unintended consequence cases of adverse mental health outcomes developing with continuous glucose monitoring. You know, leave it to people to screw things up. Using a continuous glucose monitor, they say here, can cause harm to mental and physical health and may not be advisable for some people. According to study results presented at the American Psychiatric Nurses Association conference. So a lot of people doing this, and whether or not they have diabetes, you can get a little obsessive about this. Case one, a 64-year-old woman with type 1 diabetes, obsessive compulsive disorder. Of course, she had that, anxiety and anorexia. Okay, she had an eating disorder. Patient had developed an obsession with maintaining glucose levels at 70 or less to prevent diabetic complications. Well, she's got type 1 diabetes, so it's very hard to maintain your glucose at 70 or less. This behavior manifested as severe anorexia. She wasn't eating anything. She had a BMI of 16, which is very, very low body mass. Her teenage child was suddenly taken into custody by the Department of Children and Families because mom wasn't capable of taking care of her. And the patient was hospitalized with anorexia and later on developed dementia. She developed frequent hypoglycemic episodes, which contributed to the onset of dementia. So you can go over the top with this. And so don't get carried away with your devices. All right, folks, it's been great. Your questions are always welcome. Send them to 877-726-8255 or email us at drhoffman@drhoffman.net and go to drhoffman.com for all things related to intelligent medicine. Become a more informed listener by listening to our podcast, subscribe to our newsletter, and follow us on social media. And have yourselves a great weekend. And go Yankees and Mets. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.